Hey Neil.
It's all. How are you doing?
Man, it's been a minute. I was just doing I did a quick Google when this came together about half an hour ago, and the last time I saw you was in August of 2004. It's a while.
Well, it's nice to see you again, Nick. And we're on our own schedule, I think.
Yeah, it's a real pleasure. I don't know about you. I feel like I've lived four different lifetimes since the last time I saw you, but here we are. We're still doing
Well, you're looking good. Must be doing something right.
it. Thank you. Well, you've got an album. Let's talk about this album before and after. I saw you on the first date of the Coastal Tour at the Ford, the John Anson Ford Amphitheater. A mate of mine, Chris Pierce, was opening for you on those dates.
Oh, yeah.
And I really enjoyed the show. Frank, who
Thanks.
is with you, I believe, right now, hooked me up with some great seats. So thank you for that, Frank. And I believe that tour was the jumping off point inspirationally for this new album. Is that right?
Pretty much, it was just, I collected the songs in my head and thought about things I wanted to do for myself, songs I wanted to sing that meant something to me, at this point. And I didn't feel the need to have a bunch of new material, and I didn't have any new material, so it doesn't matter. I only, I don't go hunting for it. If it shows up, great. But I felt very good, and I hadn't played for 3.5 years when I did that tour, so it had been the longest break I've ever had since I started playing, and so I felt really refreshed and good, happy to be out there. I was playing acoustic, but I wasn't sitting down. I was walking around, which was different. First time in 50 years that I've done it that way, for a consistent, presentation. So I felt really good, and it felt different, and I was energized, and great crowds, and everything was fun. I chose these songs for the reason that they're songs that mean something to me, that so I can get into them. That's really all I really care about.
So how do you, you've got so many songs and you've played them in so many ways with rock bands, obviously, and as well as acoustically. When you set out for that tour, you said that for the record, these are songs that really mean something to me. So how did you select the songs for the tour, and then how did you whittle it down to 13 tracks for the album?
Well, I did it with I selected the songs just because they were songs that I wanted to do. They meant something to me. They had, most of them had been buried by hits on other records, not the featured songs on records. Only one, 'cause the time, was a featured song, the Buffalo Springfield song. That was the first song that I sang in the studio when I came down here to the States. So it was my first time at the microphone. And the other Buffalo Springfield song, On the Way Home, was sung by Richie Furay, because I wasn't really the singer in the Springfield. I was just the guitar player. So, and I like being a guitar player, so not complaining.
If you start with that song as being the first song you sang when you came down and to LA and with Buffalo Springfield, can you quickly take us through the track listing and why those songs are on this record?
If I can remember it, I will. And I don't know how quick it's going to be, but I'll try.
Okay.
The first song was I'm the Ocean, which I did with Pearl Jam on Mirrorball. And it was a fun song to do. I enjoyed it. And I think after that, I did Home Fires, which is kind of an obscurity. I don't know if it was ever on an album originally, but I think it's been out on the archives, although maybe not. It's hard to remember. You say I've written a lot of songs, but my buddy Will, he's written twice as many songs as I have. Okay, I've got 1,200 songs. Willie has like 2,500. So I don't know how he did that. I don't know how he does all the things that he does. But he's so great. So So that was Home Fires. And then I think after Home Fires came Burned, that old Buffalo Springfield song. And I believe after that was On the Way Home. Might not be, but I don't have a list. So I'm just this is better like this, going off the top of my head, which is more fun. Yeah, On the Way Home, that was a cool one. After that was, Frank just handed me a phone with all of the songs on it.
Yeah, I was just looking it up myself.
After Home Fires, no, that's not the list, Frank. Frank handed me the wrong list. Thanks, Frank. I'm doing much better. Great effort. I'm doing much better now. You know, what was the last one I mentioned was On the Way Home. And then we went to, I think I went to the organ and played If You Got Love, I think. And that was a song that was supposed to be on Trans, but I left it off. I decided I didn't want it on there. And if you look at the cover of Trans, it still has If You Got Love written on it, on all the vinyl. All of those covers have you, If You Got Love there. So I put that out. This is the first time it's been out on a record. And then after that, I came back and I did a couple of songs, two or three songs on the piano. I think one of them was, there were a couple from Sleeps with Angels, and there was Birds. Yeah, there was Birds from After the Gold Rush, but it's a different version of it. It's more like the original, which was a Buffalo Springfield thing that I did. You know, that's the way I played the piano on the original. So I just went back to the original feelings of all of the songs. I did another song was, what the heck is the name of that one?
On the listing that I have, it says My Heart.
Oh, yeah, My Heart. That Sleeps with Angels. I love that song. It's great to be able to do it and to do it again with this reading of it. These are just songs that I like playing that I was happy that I did. And some of them are pretty hard to play for me, so it was cool. I had to practice. I practiced a lot to make them happen so that I could play them. And maybe that's why I didn't play them in the first place, because they were too hard and I was going too fast. But My Heart, and then there's another one too.
When I Hold You in My Arms.
I that's from a Booker T album that I did, Are You Passionate? But I really discovered it in a Crazy Horse version that I recently have been working on from the archives, which is in it's in a film. An unnamed film of Crazy Horse live in Erfurt, Germany, back in the 90s. And it's a beautiful version of When I Hold You in My Arms with Crazy Horse, which is a very definitive, great version. And so I did that. I did that because I love the song, and it makes me feel, it makes me think of my wife. And I love that. So that's how I feel. And so it's relevant to me. And then after that one, I'm not sure.
Mother Earth.
What's that?
Mother Earth.
Oh, Mother Earth. That was next. Okay. Yeah. Mother Earth. I did that. And that's, I just love that song and I love playing it on the organ. And I think it's a beautiful version of it on this record. Maybe the best version that I have. I've done a couple of different versions, but I really love the way these came out because I was able to really just dig into them. My voice felt good. I hadn't sung in 3.5 years. So I wasn't singing something that I sung last week. That was, you know, like, I know how I do it now. This is the arrangement. I had no baggage. So that there's a certain freedom to the record that is because of that feeling of having no baggage and not having to live up to anything that I had been doing. It's not a song on a big list that I could choose from or put together. But after Mr. Soul, I went to...
Comes a Time.
Yeah, Comes a Time. And then I think I did Don't Forget Love. And I, the other one in there that I did too, but I can't remember which one it was. I think that's only 12 songs. There's 13 on the record. But that's the bonus. If you buy the record, then of course you find out what the other song is. This is all a big promotional thing. We got a real good thing going on here. Nick, you're doing a great job, man. I'm selling millions of records because of you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm here to help.
Yeah.
So when and where did you record these takes, and how long did it take?
Well, I recorded them all over the place. I just I recorded some of them up north and some of them down in L.A. I just, you know, and then Lou and I, my producer, we went over the whole thing together, and he sequenced it with me, and then I helped do the crossovers from one song to another because I knew the keys of the songs and how I could put chords on top of each other to make things sweet, you know, to make the major seventh chord by putting a C and an F together or something. When you put two chords together, they create another chord, and sometimes it's very sweet. So the last sound of one song becomes the beginning of the next song. And you don't have to go through that moment where you're sitting there, what am I supposed to do now? Digest, remember something, hit some number on my phone? I mean, God, give me a break. So I got like, I got this all worked out that way. I felt really good about it. Felt really good about the way it went. The music was fulfilling, and Lou did a great job of putting it together, and they did great mixes. And Nico Bolas from the Volume Dealers did the mixes with us, and Lou did the sequencing and I did the crossovers, and we worked together on everything. No, everything was a discussion. And it was so great to work with someone who I admire as much as Lou Adler, who is such a master of his craft. And it was a pleasure to work with him. And when he says something, you listen to it, because he doesn't say things if he doesn't mean them. So I really enjoyed working with Lou. So I think the feeling of the record shows that. I think the feeling of the performances shows that I was into it. I was doing something that I hadn't done in a while, and it felt good. It wasn't like I was out there and it put together, songs that I thought people would like to hear because they were hits. It was like, not like that at all. It really did it for myself. You might say I'm selfish, but I'm selfish for the music. I'm selfish so that the songs mean something. I don't want to play songs that other people want me to play. It may be a coincidence that they want me to play them. There's one song we forgot to mention. It's on the piano. It's from Sleeps with Angels, and I don't know what song it was. I feel like a little incomplete for not having remembered that song.
We could do the interview again if you like, and we'll stop.
We could try again. Take two. Okay, let's go.
So essentially, it's one continuous piece. The listener experience, because of the way it was sequenced, and as you said, that you did the crossovers in between tracks. If I put this on the record player, I'm going to have a continuous experience of you performing these songs.
Yeah, and there's nothing new about that. You know, that's the way FM radio used to be. The DJs would do the crossovers. They do crossfades. They go from one song into another. It was live. They had two or three turntables. They cue them up. They knew where they were. They'd start the record going, and they'd bring the volume up when they knew it was at speed. And they kept it going. It was a creative process that we all did together. And, you know, that's the way music used to be in the 60s. You listen to the radio then, you'd hear this kind of thing, songs going together. And it wasn't like they had to be digitally separated. And everything has to have an address. If you use that little address, so we put it in there, you know, because just so the people wouldn't be too lost. But you're going to hear the end of the previous song and the beginning of the next one. You're not going to hear just the song. because we don't give a shit. That's not why we did it. We created this thing, and you can listen to it or not. We don't care.
So if you're listening to it on a CD or on a streaming, will it be streaming?
Sure.
Yeah. So if you're listening
it's
to it on
out
a...
everywhere, it's out in the mix is a Dolby Atmos and Apple Spatial mix.
Right.
So it's digital. You know, the whole recording is digital. So we did this one digital, and we used the new Spatial and the Atmos Spatial, whatever you want to call it, you know, we used that technology, but we designed it a different way so that when you listen to it in stereo on a binaural recording of it, which is two tracks like a stereo, except the things that are behind you are a little bit in darker and heavier in the background, and the things that are right in front of you are a little brighter. So it creates space by itself as a stereo. But then when you put it on one of these big systems that they have now for playing back Dolby Atmos and Apple Spatial, it's huge. You're inside mono. So instead of doing it with all the instruments coming from the outside, we did it from the inside out. So we did a mono mix, which is the old way, and we went inside it. So when you open it up on these players that are equipped to do it, you'll hear that. You're sitting in the middle of the mono. It's pretty wild.
Man, I got to give a call to some friends who make such things and see if I can scam something so I can listen to it that way.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, it's great, and it's great without it too. I mean, it is the same mix. It's a binaural mix, so you can listen to it in stereo,
sure,
or you can listen to it in spatial. The whole reason being that it, you know, since you're inside a mono, it's just a different experience of listening. Gives you another perspective on the music.
Do you think there'll be another volume of this? Do you think this is the beginning of a collection?
I don't think so. It might be. You never know. But I'm not looking at it that way.
Right. As I'm talking to you, it's Friday, December 8th. It's release day. And I believe that you are actually on your way right now to do an in-store. Now, it's been a minute since Neil Young was doing in-stores, I'm sure.
Yeah, and I've never done one in Atascadero, California, which is the music capital of the USA.
And you're heading there right now for an install this afternoon?
Yes, we're getting there. They said they had a food truck outside of the place that has, you can get a heart of gold enchilada and different things. They've named all the food after my songs. It's crazy. People like to have a good time. And,
yeah, and
it's about people. It's about, like, I'm on the radio with you, and I, you know, and it's great to be with you. And it's about people. It's not, you know, what's happened. It got to be a little cold and kind of precisely digital, if you mind. You know, it's not that. That's not what music is to me. It might be to somebody else, and everybody can have their own thing. But I like it. I like to be with people.
I'm going to let you go because I know you're on your way there, but I just wanted to share with you, you know, the last time we met, the only time we met actually was in 2004, and we did two interviews in one day. We did a radio interview at around about lunchtime, and then later on that afternoon, 2 or 3 hours later, we did a poolside chat for the LA Independent Film Festival at some old school Art Deco hotel on the strip there. And we talked about Greendale, and I think at the beginning of the conversation, you were a little suspicious of me. You weren't really sure who I was, but by the end of it, we had such a great time, and I can't tell you how much fun it has been to reconnect with you today and just talk a little bit again. And congratulations on the new record. I hope to see you somewhere in person soon. The show I saw at the Ford at the beginning of the Coastal Tour was off the hook, man. I had such a great time. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Nick. That's great. And I really appreciate it. I'd like to get a copy of that 2004 interview by the pool. I think it was the Sunset Marquee Hotel.
I think you're right. Yeah, yeah. I'd like to get one as well. So maybe between us, we can figure out who might have one. That.
That's something that the there are people who like the archives and stuff. That's what they will, you know, the people who go to my site and check that out. We got a lot of stuff like that for them there. So I want to do that. Oh my God, we're just pulling up here. Streets full of people and there's all kinds of things going on.
Oh man, have a fun afternoon and enjoy the food truck.
Okay, I will. I haven't eaten breakfast yet, so I'm going directly to the food truck. That ought to be interesting.
Timing is everything. Thanks, Neil.
Take care, man.
Cheers, mate.
Be well.
Bye.